Here at the BASF Ag Media Summit. With me right now is Scott Kay. And Scott, can you give me your title, please?
I'm the Business Director for Canada.
We had a lot of different media here at the media event and kind of broke us out a little bit, but we had the U.S. journalists, U.S. ag media, we had the Canadian market, and also the specialty crop area as well. But you were in charge of the Canadian market, and you had a couple of really nice sessions. I know they were very pleased with them. How were you pleased with them?
Oh, I thought it was great. And, you talk about our media people being there. We also had a senator mm-hmm. that was there, and we had a grower with us as well. And we invited Crop Life of Canada there. And so I think we were well represented in a lot of diverse thought, and it created a lot of good discussions.
Now, I understand that you came to the Canadian market from the U.S. market, Iowa specifically. Tell me a little bit about the transition. How is the Canadian market for BASF different from the U.S. market?
Yeah, well, it's the difference is we trade for a few more letters beyond corn, when it comes to where headline fits. But we put headline on canola. But it's managed in a very similar manner as corn is here in the U.S. Canola is highly managed, and we have a real open market. I think that's where the similarity begins, is that plant health is alive and well in Canada, and we have nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, you had a lot of big success stories here to tell about canola. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we're just getting started with plant health and canola, and we sprayed just shy of 1 million acres last year, and we think we'll just about double that this year. So we're pretty excited. The main thing is a farmer will see about 3 to 4 bushels in yield, and in our market it's largely dominated by seed. Very similar to U.S. The seed decision is first, and so what we talked about is that, if a farmer is willing to make a 10% yield increase on his seed decision, then he really should be talking to us about using headline on his farm, because we can take that just one more step further. And it's really, how do we integrate his total package, his total thought process on the farm, is what's really going to make a difference.
How important is it? We know how important it is to reach out to the U.S. ag media. How is it working with the Canadian ag media?
I think, anytime we share information back and forth, then we all win. And I think the thing that we could overlook, which we don't want to, and we're not by having them here, is that we all have different stakeholders, and we have different audiences, and so we need to make sure we're reaching out and touching all those. One thing we shared with them is that we interviewed some 150 consumers in Ontario, in Toronto, and with the idea of asking them about sustainability and about farmers. And so we shared that with them, and we also shared the fact that we weren't quite done with the interview process, because we're going to take a select group of those consumers that were willing to go to the farmer's kitchen table and to visit their farm, and we're going to hold that conversation together with them. And and the idea is that we just to complete the conversation, and versus just having separate opinions with those not coming together.
Well, that's interesting. You bring up a different point there, because I was thinking in terms of the market as far as agriculture is concerned. The market as far as consumers is concerned must be different than from the United States.
Yeah, I think one thing the part of the conversation we think is going to be interesting is, does the consumer know what products didn't make it to market and why? Are they do they have an appreciation for why things last longer on the store shelf or not? And just start to relate some of those challenges. And so I think those are some of the conversations we need to have, because typically all we talk about is production. But what we thought we'd do is, let's get a little more grounded in feeding 9 billion people. Let's start with the present challenge we have before we start eliminating things that we're doing today, when we really need to expand on our practices and get better. And that's what was great about this conference. We saw a whole view of how we can make it better and things that we should be thinking about to do that.
Well, we know how long it takes to get a product to market in the United States. What are the regulatory what's the regulatory climate in Canada as far as getting a product to market?
Yeah, it's very, very similar. Very similar. You know, of course, we have our different processes, but really very similar. And I think that's what's nice is that I think a few years back we started, and we're doing it today, multiple countries in the approval process. That's where Canada fits right in there very well, and I think we'll see more of it. And so they're trying not to slow things down, that's for sure.
So how is, as far as growth is concerned in the Canadian market, what do you see as far as growth is concerned for BASF in the Canadian market?
That's going to be a surprise to those U.S. people, because we'll be very focused this year on our plant health F500 products, along with Preaxor and Kixor. And with Kixor, we'll be using a product called Heat, one of the brands of Kixor, as a burn down, and then we'll be using it again for desiccation. And so I think we have some great markets for those two products, and on canola, and then we put it on some lentils and crops like that for the desiccation.
Thank you very much. That's Scott Kay here at the BASF Ag Media Summit. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.